Chase and Big Joe, we're live today at Bridgestone Arena. Dr. Crane is at the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Game Nashville Studios, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. Visit springhillac.com for more. As the Predators back in action tonight against the Anaheim Ducks, we say hello to our man Hal Gill, who will be on the television looking great, laying on the brand new desk. Know that thing's sturdy, Hal, you know, for you to lay on it, but good to talk to you. How are you?
Well, I'm good, man. How are you doing? Yeah, that desk is nice, right?
Yeah,
it's a little change up.
Yeah, a little more room. A little more room for you and Lindsay, which is good. Yeah. Have some guests.
I'm a tall drink of water. I need to stretch my my stuff out a little bit, you know?
Yes, for sure. Predators back in action against a pesky young Anaheim team you never really know with them. I heard somebody this morning when I was walking in the building refer to them as a wild card. Should be a good test for Nashville tonight.
Yeah, they got nothing to lose, right? They're just some young kids going out, snapping around and trying to score goals. And, you know, if they lose a game, yeah, so be it. They want to go out and get their points and play hard and try to develop the young players' games. And they just had a big trade. So there's a lot of fuss going on about them right now. So it should be an entertaining game to see the Leafs, but certainly one the Preds need to get 2 points out of.
Thursday against Calgary was one that nobody wanted. Nobody felt good about it. The 6-3 loss to the Flames. Then they respond Saturday, go down to Dallas, and it's a back-and-forth heavyweight fight with a team that, you know, a lot of people look at as a cup contender in the Dallas Stars. They win 4-3, get 2 big points. How big was that one for the confidence and just the overall feel of the team?
Yeah, but I think on so many levels, that's a huge win. First of all, you need to be a team that bounces back and from a bad loss. You know, you can't have two losses. You know, you can have a loss, you can have two losses, but when you have a stinker like against Calgary, you need to respond to that, and to respond and get it against Dallas is huge. And I look at the flip side of, you know, if they lose that game in Dallas, then you have a stinker against the Flames. You lose to Dallas, then you're going into really what becomes a must-win tonight, right, against a team that is below you and you should beat, but your confidence is shot. So then you're up against the wall, like, because if you lose this one and you go back to Dallas again, it becomes a slippery slope. So I think they righted the ship just at the right time with a solid game in Dallas, some big performances down the stretch to make sure they sealed that win. But that's a huge one, because if it goes the other way, oof, it's a tough one.
We're talking to the most handsome Hal Gill this morning on the Chase and Big Joe show. You're welcome. Hal, tonight is the halfway point of the season for the Nashville Predators, game number 41. Is this team where you thought they would be? Did they go beyond your expectations or what? What's your kind of opinion halfway through now?
Well, I think I've been pretty honest with myself, not having any expectations, just because I think the grand scheme is kind of a retooling, a rebuild, and trying to develop young guys. I'm really impressed with where they are. I think I've been so impressed. That top line, Nyquist, O'Reilly, and Forsberg have just been monsters. And I think they've done so many good things around that line that's really brought them to where they are. And now the exciting part is, they haven't really had the big kick from the younger guys. You know, there hasn't been, like, you know, these guys have show signs of being good. You look at Tomasino, Parson, and Novak, Glass, Evangelista. All these guys have showed that they can be good players, but it hasn't been consistent. And so the exciting part for me is halfway through the season, you have a huge upside if these guys come around. You know, you call up Gurianov and you're trying to see what he can do. They're where they are, and it's not because of the depth that I think they're going to have eventually. So, you know, it's still wait and see, but I'm really excited with where this team and where they could go if these guys start to pop.
Yeah, I had a coach when I played college football. I said, no matter what happens in the world, give me 60 minutes on a Saturday, right? Give me everything you've got. I know the Preds have had a couple of stinkers here and there, but I like the fact that this team plays a full 60 minutes almost 99% of the time.
Yeah. I think the big thing is, okay, they had a stinker, awful first period against Calgary, but I don't know about you, but I felt like they're one goal away from turning this thing around. You know, if they can get a good break, if they can score here, then they'll get some momentum, and then they'll come back and they could pull this off. And they had a bad game, and I'm still saying that. So that's going to your point. These guys compete every night, and that's all you can ask. You know, it's not going to be perfect. I don't think they're the stocked and loaded team, but they're out there every night, and they're giving us something fun to watch, and they're competitive, and they're competing to try to win games on a regular basis. And really, that's, like you said, that's what the coaches want. They want that 60 minutes whenever they can get it, and I think they've been consistent with that.
You played a long time in the league. Let me ask you this question. Do you want teammates who love to win or hate to lose?
I was thinking about this the other day, and I always, you know, because someone asked me the same thing, and personally, you know, my thought, I want someone that hates to lose in practice and loves to win in a game.
Oh,
and
good.
By that, I mean, hey, you lost a game. Like, okay, next practice, I am going to give it everything I got. I am going to tighten the screws. But when it comes game time, I'm thinking about winning the game. I'm thinking about winning that battle in front of me. I think if you go out there afraid to lose, I think it's not the right mindset, and it can get you somewhere. But I think if you want to go the whole way, you have to love to win, and you have to compete like you're a kid on the playground that just wants to win. And I think that's the mentality you have to have. But I think going back to, you know, the core group of guys here, I think if they lose a game, they're in practice and they're dialed in and they're rebounding from that. And that's that fear of failure that turns around into a hard practice and a reset to give you a chance to win the next night.
We're talking to Hal Gill, presented by Dunkin'. Luke Evangelista, 19 points so far this year, 6 amongst NHL rookies. I know he's been up and down at times, but I feel like he's starting to get that confidence and that swagger that I really think is going to carry him through a nice NHL career.
You're GD right, he is. Yeah, that's his. I won't throw the same quote, but, you know, I think that swagger is what's going to make him a great player. But I think he's developing throughout the season an edge that is getting him into the hard areas to play. And, like, he's not a big guy, but he's got to be able to, you know, not just make the cut and make the pretty dish, which we know he can do, but he's got to be able to pull the trigger and skate to a spot. And a lot of times that's going to be hard spots to get to. And I think we've seen that in glimpses. Now he's just got to make it part of his normal habit where he's attacking the game and not just trying to make the pretty plays, but kind of adding a little bit of grit to that. And he's done that. And I think he's just building on that. And hopefully it becomes habit after a while.
Going to be a fun one tonight against Anaheim. Skillsy, I appreciate it as always. And I'll come by and say hello at your nice new desk.
Come see my desk. It's beautiful.
I will.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Later, Hal.
Cheers.
Hal Gill, presented by Dunkin', here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. And I think this will be a fun one tonight. Evangelista, though, if you haven't been to a game yet this year, what's wrong with you? Get to a game. But number 77 is fun. He is fun to watch. He's just got a lot of energy. 21 years old.
It's a shame he's not handsome either, right?
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Good Lord.
He's got nothing going for him.
Right. You know? He's got the last name right there.
He's got the hair, got the hockey flow going.
God, would that be so nice, man? Good for these guys.
And he's just fun. Like, yeah. I mean, like, you know, you need to go look the quote up because I can't say it on the air, but that didn't stop him. You know?
I mean, I listened to the game the other night when they were in Dallas. You're thinking, oh, they're over at Dallas. Dallas is good. And just to win the game, and that's why this fight and this hockey team is just, there's something building here, man. And it reminds me. And look, and I'll be upfront. I don't know a lot about hockey. I just love the Preds. It eerily reminds me. Was it Carolina before COVID? They started kind of building with all the young guys and getting good. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, and the other thing too is, and it's easy for you and I to see because we were around him for so long. This team has the personality of their GM and their head coach.
There you go, man.
They're a Barry Trotz, carry the water, work pail kind of team, and Andrew Brunette's the same type.
Yep.
And you can see that. And Brunette, like you talk about, you know, do you love to win or do you hate to lose? And I know what you mean by that.
Yeah.
Of like, does losing just piss you off and just consume you? Like, I watch and listen to Andrew Brunette after they lose, like they did against Calgary. And I think it was Robbie asked, you know, is this a wake-up call or should that have come already? And he's like, yeah, that should have happened a long time
ago. Nice.
Like, yeah, I love that.
I agree. And I love Hal's answer. I've never heard that before. But, you know, from a professional athlete to get Hal's insight on that, I mean, you hate to lose in practice but love to win the games. Man, that's what I've told you. I want teammates who hate to lose. That's yep. Jordan talked about losing and Tom Brady talked about losing. Joe Montana. Just the common denominator, a lot of these great – winners is they just hate to lose. All right, what's next, man?
Coming up next, yeah. We haven't done this in a while, and we're going to do it and be consistent about it.
We are.
I'm done. What is something that you are done with? It can be related to the professional football team. It can be related to anything you want. 615-737-1025. What are you done with? On the line, a pair of tickets to see Extreme and Living Color at Ryman Auditorium on Saturday, March 16th. But you must bring it the best. I'm done. You can call or text 615-737-1025. That's next. Chasing Big Joe, presented by Regal Realty Group, 1025-1063. The game.